Okay, so now that we've run through the tools, they ask you a couple questions. So what do you think are the most common sort of performance issues that you see in managed code that you're helping, you know, ferret out with these tools? Like, what are the most common mistakes developers make?
A couple of managed code issues that I see a lot. One, like in the program we were looking at, people allocate things inside of loops. And not in .NET, they often just, you create new too often without thinking about it. Because you're like, hey, it's managed. I don't have to worry about my memory anymore. And you end up having to run through object allocation stuff in a loop. And you run through it way more times than you have to. Often with graphics stuff, you see people allocating pens or graphics objects inside a loop. And that just kills the performance, because those are pretty big objects. And another common one is hanging on to things for too long. If you got objects, you want to be able to use them and get rid of them if you can. When you hang on to them a long time, you'll end up having to call garbage collections all over the place. And those are also pretty slow, and you can't control when they happen. So those are the two main issues with any managed code that we've seen, I think.
So you mentioned a little bit of dog fooding on your own stuff. So how do you do the dog fooding?
Well, what I do is I usually start out with sampling mode is a good way to do it. One thing that I was doing is I was doing a progress bar for our thing, and I wanted to see exactly what was happening while our program was analyzing the reports when we saw the progress bar go across. So what I did is I actually started with instrumentation in that case. I took devenv and set it as my launch, but I chose not to instrument it. And then I found perfpackage. Perfpackage is the managed assembly where we do most of the work between our tools and the IDE, and I set that to be instrumented. And then I run that, and I ran a short analysis, because, again, it collects a lot of data.
I imagine.
I mean, you can generate, you know, 200 megabyte VSP files kind of quickly if you're not careful with it. So after generating that file, I popped into it, and I could click and see exactly where all the time was being taken during the analysis by looking at that VSP file that generated. So,
cool. And have you guys found many bugs in your own stuff?
Well, I haven't been around to catch too many of them, being kind of a new guy.
But how long have you been on the team?
I've been on the team for about 6 months now, and most of it's been kind of in the beta 2, kind of pushing to get these bugs done. So there hasn't been a big performance check-in time, because we haven't had huge performance issues at this time. A couple guys on the team are working on something where our code is managed, and it transitions from native at one point. So they're working on marshalling issues with the data passing over from the native to managed layer.
Mm-hmm.
It was eating up a little too much of people's memory. So they were using our tool some and looking at ways to fix that.
Cool. So where'd you come from?
I come from near Detroit is where the home is. And I went to school at Case Western Reserve University. And I went straight from school to here. I did an internship senior year like a lot of new hires do. So
Microsoft internship?
Yep, Microsoft internship. It was, with the same team, too. It was really nice to be able to step back into the team that I worked on over the summer, because I get along really well with the guys. And schedules match up well, and they're a fun group, so.
Yeah. So what prompted you to start a blog and talk about this stuff?
Well, I enjoy writing, I guess. It's funny, not all the comp sci's do. But I enjoy looking and reading blogs that are out there, and I like to write, so it was a good creative way to help out my team. I like to, like, when I commit to something, I kind of have to stick with it, so I knew that my blog wouldn't just sit there and have, you know, once a month updates, because I like to keep doing things, and I've kept about a pretty, I have about usually one hardcore kind of about our tools entry a week, and then one maybe of interest to programmers in general entry a week, and I really think that I'll keep that up, and it's nice to be able to kind of, I don't know, not take point, but to step out and do something good, you know?
Yeah.
You get some neat contact. Some people talk to you about things, seeing your blog and getting a chance to do this interview and those type of things. So.
Yeah, I saw the entry, and I said, that'd be a great thing to get a quick demo of, so that's what made me want to come over.
Yeah, it was, a lot of guys in our team are really hardcore, low-level guys, and what I kind of work with is the managed layer. And at first I was nervous about doing the blog, because I'm like, wow, I mean, all these really smart Microsoft guys are going to be reading this, and they're going to think I'm dumb. But I decided to talk about what I know about, which is the managed layer and how our stuff works with the IDE. And not everyone needs to know the nuts and bolts of everything. There's probably a lot of people out there, now that we're dogfooding this, who just want to pick up our product and say, hey, what's going on with this? I want to try this out on a little sample and see how this works. And I want people to see that and check into it. I think it'd be great if, like, students started using this a lot more. Having just come from university, I mean, no one teaches performance. It's like, does your demo app crash in front of the professor? And if it doesn't, it's good.
Performance and testing in general, like the testing tools in enterprise. Like, yeah. I never had a class on testing in college when I went.
I really hope a lot of universities will load like a team system server and you know, build machines in their labs. It would be a great thing for our tools, and it'd be really helpful for people coming out instead of having to kind of performance now is kind of learned, and testing too, like you were saying, is learn as you go along. Or the other performance thing is throw more megahertz and more RAM at it too, which is not always a good solution.
So you're a good person internally to ask, having just come from college. I mean, I assume you didn't use Visual Studio, for your classes, or did you?
It's kind of interesting. We did for most of ours. We had a lot of leeway. Microsoft kind of had a nice presence on our campus. We did some very strange programming languages, obviously, where we didn't get to use Visual Studios in the IDE. Mm-hmm. We had to do ML programming and Lisp programming. But aside from one Unix systems programming class, the rest of mine I got to use C#, C++, which was really good for me because I am a big fan of our tools. I like our debugger a lot. I'm comfortable with the environment, so it made me happy for that. But no, my college actually got to use our tools a decent bit.
Very cool. What's your favorite feature? So I assume you guys were using 2003. So what's your favorite bit about 2005? Aside from the stuff that you work on, what are you most excited that you get to use every day or excited for customers to use?
Mostly excited for us and customers. I would say I like the new syntax for Managed C++ a lot. Coming out with a new .NET framework, which is, I guess, all part of 2005. And I hadn't been exposed to Managed C++ before coming to this team, but I really like it now that I've started using it. C# is nice, C++ is nice. You can do the same things with both of them, but the whole native to managed has to happen a lot, more than people think, and using Managed C++ seems to make that a lot easier without having to worry about all the sometimes p-invoking and whatnot that you have to do. And the new syntax makes Managed C++ just as easy to use as C#. There's really nothing I miss. I mean, I program in C# sometimes for prototypes and stuff, but it's nothing I ever sit there and be like, man, I wish I could use C# for this. I really like the Managed C++, and the new syntax helps that a lot. So that's my favorite feature, probably.
And that's what all the stuff you're writing, or you're working on, is written. Mm-hmm. Right?
We're switching some of it over to new syntax. Some was still old, just because we happened to be caught partway through the transition, but it's nice.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
I think I'm good.
Cool. Well, thanks for the time.
Sure, no problem. It was fun.